This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My word was...
This is Queens of the Court.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast produced in partnership with the WNBA. I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And court is in session.
Woo!
Boom! Everybody's probably like, wow, that was a good one.
Because we're in person, ladies and gentlemen. The queens are together.
On their throne.
On their throne. And that's why I was so excited to do our gavel drop.
Me too.
Because there wasn't going to be any internet delays. It was going to be great.
So, oh my gosh, that was the best one yet.
It really was. It's hard to talk when there's no lag involved.
I'm so excited to do this in person with you.
To see your beautiful face as we're talking about the W. This is my favorite thing ever.
Okay, listen. So before we get into W news, right? This was just a suggestion, I believe, from a fan, wasn't it, at the Final Four, that said you guys kind of want to hear a little bit about us, or right?
Yeah.
Something, what we're up to, what we're doing, shows we're into. Here's what I want to talk about. And those of you who follow her, I know you saw it. The Hey Jordan R. You guys, that had to be, if not the biggest, one of the biggest afros I have ever seen in my life. But when you posted, you were like, is this too big? I was like, never. There's no such thing as a... afro that's too big. Absolutely gorgeous. Was loving every bit of it. So we know what she's been up to.
Yeah, well, it was just born out of laziness, because my hair gets bigger the more I don't wash it. It just keeps growing. Not longer, not like towards...
But like bigger and thicker.
Just out. And so... that's what happened. And
it was beautiful.
I just picked it out. And I swore I was like 6 feet tall with that afro.
No, you still were not 6 feet tall, Jordan, but it's all good.
Give me that.
I'm going to let you live there in your head, but no, ma'am. It was gorgeous. And speaking of hair, because I mentioned this to you, so I'm going to give my girl, I'm going to put shots out there. Serena says she's interested in a team. Beyonce. You have shown us the mane, your beautiful mane, your beautiful hair, just gorgeous. Girl, go ahead and bring the comments back. Then you can just let all your hair down and flow and just, yeah, since we're talking about hair. That video she posted of her hair.
It was beautiful.
Come on.
She just said she silenced all the haters. Of saying that she wears wigs.
Yeah, because she doesn't have hair.
Was touching her booty.
Come on.
Natural. And it was perfect because she released a hair care line.
Yeah.
And so, honestly, she inspired me to wash my hair. If Beyonce could post a wash day.
Yeah. Tutorial, no doubt.
Beyonce got time for that, then I have time to do my hair.
And she was talking her talk. She was like, y'all didn't know I had all of this underneath here? So, question for you.
Yeah.
If you straighten your hair, mm-hmm. how long is your hair?
So it's actually not that long because
really?
It's so thick. Like when I'll show you pictures.
It's just gorgeous though.
Last year, and I loved it straight because I used to only wear my hair straight, and it's a lot easier than a natural hair. But it comes to like right past my shoulder.
Oh, that's good length though.
But it like poofs out because it's just a lot of hair.
It's gorge.
Thank you.
It's gorge.
I appreciate it. Well, Beyonce, if you're listening.
Yeah. First of all, Serena, hi. You too. We're not leaving you out. Yeah, first of all, hi. Come on the podcast.
We would love Beyonce to come on the show, but also bring back the comments because that would be incredible.
Yeah. Okay.
In other news, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, let's go.
In other news, the draft viewership. So last we recorded right after the draft last week, and now the numbers are in. It averaged 2.45 million viewers, which is about four times
the
previous record, which was when Diana Taurasi went number one in 2004. People are watching, and I feel like this is going to be a theme throughout the whole season because this is what we've just been talking about, but people are watching, and I'm so happy.
No doubt about it. People are watching, but I gotta put this out here. But people have been watching. Maybe not necessarily these numbers, and I'm gonna give my girl Val Whiting a shout out. I don't know if you saw this, right? So Val posted on Twitter that I'm not even going to put the year because I don't remember. If you do, tell me. But it was when she played at Stanford and they played Virginia in the Final Four. She said the viewership was, I think, 8.1 million. But you know why it wasn't? Because to me, those are great numbers. Those are sellout numbers. But the reason why it wasn't that big a deal is because there was no social media, really.
Yeah.
Social media, it can be good and it can be not so good, but social media just kind of blows things and people up. But and I'm not bringing that up to take away from what's going on right now, but I just want people to know that, like, we've been doing that thing, right? Like, people been showing up, but these numbers just blowing people's minds and so deserving. All of the young ladies that are doing their thing, so deserving.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said we've been doing this. The draft also is the biggest WNBA telecast since 2000, when 2.74 million people tune into NBC to watch Charles Swoops and the Houston Comets defeat the New York Liberty.
Let's go.
84-68, May 29, 2000. Cheryl, you had 27 points, 6 rebounds, 3 offensive, 3 defensive, 2 assists.
And how many steals did I have?
Oh, okay.
Alex, well, help.
Well, we'll dig into that.
Just curious.
But I mean, let's...
We won.
You got the W.
That's it. That's it.
2.74 million, saw that. So, just to your point, people have been wanting to watch,
yeah,
interested in watching, and the product has always been great. That is what I feel like Val was saying. That's what we've been kind of shouting from the rooftops. But I also feel like for the draft, it was a total package.
Oh, for sure.
Pre-game. It was a, you know, a full panel during. We were talking about it after on social media. It was the whole thing that came together, that it was the investment from ESPN and from top dogs to be like, yes, we are pouring money into this and the whole thing is going to be a program.
Yeah. And it was like all of that. Right. And it was kind of like a show, mm-hmm, you know, but I think the other thing that helps with the ratings, like the NIL deals, because all of these young women now are, whether it's State Farm, Gatorade, help me, tell me. I mean, there's so many, right? You got Angel Reese, who's everywhere. Flaje Johnson. I know Flaje wasn't in the draft, but, you know, obviously you got Caitlin. You got Pitt. You have all of these players who have these NIL deals and their commercials, right? Like, their faces are everywhere. They're on billboards. So the thing for me is people see them, even people who've never watched basketball, but they see these commercials or they see these ads and they're like, huh, who is this? Let me check her out. And then they find out, oh, she's a basketball player. Like, I just think the connection there with NIL and what they did in college and now they're in the pros. Like, I think all of that plays a part in those viewership numbers.
I always wonder too, just the order of things. Like, I know that the WNBA season comes so quick, mm-hmm, after the Final Four, mm-hmm, for the athletes. But I feel like for the fans, I just want to, like, hold their hand and be like, something great is coming. Like, don't go away. I know. I guess you can watch the NBA Finals if you want.
If you choose to.
Or the NBA playoffs. But, like, stay with us. Something great is coming.
Yeah.
Really, really soon. Like, by the time we record next time, they're going to already start training camp. The season is so close. I don't want to lose any of that momentum.
Yeah.
I mentioned social media. I feel like teams are doing a really good job blasting their rookies all over the media to be like, stick with us. Remember,
we're coming.
Just watch those memories. Like, we're going. So I don't want it to be like the next day the WNBA season to start, but I want people to keep the momentum, keep it going.
Well, yeah, like, cause I'm a fan, right? So even for myself, having gone through it, right now I'm like, when is the first game?
Yes.
Right? Like, I'm ready. Let's go. So to your point, for all of the, and this is, I'm going to say, not so much for the fans who've been here forever, because they know how it works, but for the new fans, right? Like, all of that talking and supporting and all that you did, stay here, stay with us. It's coming. We're still here, still exciting. I can't wait. I cannot wait for the season to start.
I'm so excited. And by the time you order your jerseys now, they take some processing. Like, by the time they get to you, the season will be starting. You can wear them, go to your local WNBA team and keep supporting. And
yeah.
It's just going to be great.
Yeah.
Speaking of just the investment more and things that are great, the Seattle Storm's new training facility. I mean, beautiful is one word. My favorite is just Becca just lying at half court being like, and it's cozy too. Because 15 seasons, they were at a rented gym on the campus of Seattle Pacific University. I played at Seattle Pacific University.
Did you?
I played against them.
But you played at the university?
I played there.
Okay.
And it's not suitable for a WNBA franchise. I'll say that. No diss to Seattle Pacific. But Seattle is now the second WNBA team with a dedicated practice facility. The Mercury, theirs is on their way. But the Aces, we've talked about that, how it was millions of dollars poured into it. It's beautiful. And Seattle's is the exact same way. And I tweeted this because this is kind of what we talked about. The investment into a facility like that, it's not surprising the names they got in free agency.
No.
Come to a place that show they can say, look, we are investing in you, Nneka Ogunbuke, Skylar Diggins-Smith, like Jewel Lloyd. We have this for you.
Yep.
So come to our team. When we think back to free agency, Nneka was like, yeah, I'm thinking of Chicago. Look what their facilities are versus Seattle. Mm-hmm. That had to play a big part.
And it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference. First of all, it's the pros, right? And to your point, no disrespect to any facility that has been kind enough, gracious enough, whatever you want to call it, to let teams practice there and play there. But at this level, when you are a pro and you're trying to put the best product out on the floor and you want people to come and support, it's important that these athletes feel cared for, protected, that they have their own space and that facility that, and no surprise, at Seattle, like, they put their money where their mouth is, right? They're all about the players and a great experience. And this in itself will absolutely lure free agents. Right. So to your point, if Nneka was like, Chicago, and I can see her entertaining Chicago for a lot of different reasons. Yep. Right. And I don't know if that was before they announced Spoon or not, because Nneka has gone on record in saying, I want to be able to play for a Black woman, mm-hmm. a Black female head coach.
Yeah.
So she would have had that in Chicago. She absolutely has it with Noel Quinn. But in addition to that, having this new facility, that's what she said. And now I'm just going to kick my feet up. I love the picture they posted of her locker next to Skylar's, and was like, "Yes, Sky, this is really happening."
Mm-hmm. And even what you left behind in L.A., like,
yeah, oh yeah,
having a dedicated locker. Candace Parker said that when she came to the Aces. Like, this is
crazy.
The new standard, and I couldn't be more excited that it's turning into this, you know, for owners, kind of put up or shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, if you don't, you got to bring the money because this is where players deserve and this is where they're choosing to go. And that's how I think it should be.
Well, you know, it's, I don't want to say it's becoming like a competition amongst owners because this is what you should do, right? This is the right thing to do. But, and I always have to go here, like shout out Mark Davis, owner of the Aces, because from the jump, Mark Davis was like, Las Vegas is going to be where players want to come because we're going to do it right. We're going to take care of our players. We're going to take care of our coaches. And he absolutely has. And now Seattle doing the exact same thing.
And it's been fun, too, to see Aces players just working out nonstop, like all throughout the offseason. A lot of them haven't even needed to go play overseas.
Yeah.
And they're there. They have a dedicated place to get stronger, to get better. And this is a two-time, championship team.
Well, it's your facility.
It's yours. You do whatever you want. And I have been to that facility. And it is really nice. Seattle, if the invitation's out.
Yes. We're coming. Would love to. Absolutely. And last thing I want to say on this, because you know what's sad is there are actually some franchises where players go to the workout facility that's not necessarily dedicated to them, and they get turned away where it's, you can't work out right now for whatever reason. And some of them have actually said, well, you're not on the list. Like, you know, like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I'm not on the list. So we need to have every single team build a dedicated facility to their teams so we don't have to worry about that anymore.
This is the new normal. And I'm excited to see the Mercury's because I think it's...
Yeah, and the Mercury. Yeah, absolutely.
Mercury combo, but they've invested a lot of money there. So I want this to be the new thing. One team after the next getting these type of facilities because they deserve it. All right. If you haven't seen the pictures, make sure to research them. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk rapid fire tea.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Queens of the Court. And by the way, our producer Alex looked up. Cheryl, you had two steals.
I don't know if that's right, Alex.
She is right. You just are remembering.
They more. Well, always. I always remember more. I think they took a few away from me, but it's okay. We got the dub. That's all that
you
matters.
Got
That's all that matters.
And
we got the dub.
People watch.
We got the dub.
That's what we're talking about.
All right.
Okay. So now we're gonna play a little game.
I like games.
We're going to go through all the 12 WNBA teams, and we're going to do rapid fire.
Mm-hmm.
The first word that describes the team to you, that's what we're going to go with. And I'm...
That describes the team or... Okay.
That describes the team. This is... I don't know if it has to be their
I got
word
you.
For the season, but like, in your hand.
Yeah. Okay. And then do we explain a little bit while
we...
Okay. So all right. Well, you go first. We'll switch.
Okay. All right. I'm just going with the first word.
Bring it.
That comes to my head.
So I'll ask because you're going first.
Okay.
Atlanta Dream.
Atlanta Dream. Fast. That's the first word that I got.
I like that.
Because adding Jordan Canada, she likes to push the ball. And they have always, you know, in years past, have been young, speedy, fast. So that's the first word that comes.
That's a good one.
Okay, thank you.
My word was surprising.
Oh, that's surprising.
And it kind of goes back to what we talked about last week with the addition of Ariel Powers and Tina Charles. How are they going to come in? Uh-huh. What
You know, are they going to accept whatever role that is that Coach T has for them? And yeah, I think this team could surprise a lot of people, but also they could surprise themselves.
That Tina Charles surprised.
Yeah.
The heck.
That was the word that I thought about.
That's
with
a
that
good
one.
Word.
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
good word.
Okay.
Okay. Next, Chicago.
I had a few words, but the one I went with, Young.
That's good.
And
that
so,
Ty Young is now.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. But no. I mean, Young because they are, but also a player that I don't think we really talked much about last week was Kennedy Carter.
Ooh.
You know, Kennedy Carter, in addition to the young guns that they do have, the two draft picks, right? And then Izzy kind of being the vet on that team, Dana Evans, like they're still a very young team. Mm-hmm. So, and when you're young, there's a lot of things that can come from that, good and bad.
Yeah. The upside is so high, but the down, like it could just be we got a couple years to grow because you're young.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
get that. Kennedy
yeah.
Carter is so fascinating to me. I
hope she has her head right.
I hope so, you know? Too. And I feel like, again, we talk about fit. That would be a great fit for her to grow in this league.
Yes.
I think she belongs in this league.
Yes. She belongs to the no other doubt about it.
But
she absolutely does.
It takes some things. Okay. All right.
What's your word?
My word... The first word is tall.
I don't know how you couldn't.
Right?
How you couldn't think of that word.
As I wrote for WNBA.com, that there is a famous tower in Chicago, the Sears Tower.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now they just added two more towers.
Mm-hmm, I like that.
Camila Cardoso and Angel Reese. And then, yes, you have Izzy there already. And, you know, we could just keep going on and on. Like, I think they are going to be really hard to rebound against.
No doubt.
They're going to be just like the wingspan, if they all, you know, if they play at the same time or what that lineup is going to look like. Even if you feel like one person, okay, we got Camilla, she's going to take a break. Another big is going to come in and it's going to be great.
Well, yeah, because we talked about that last week with Angel and Camilla, but. Don't get it twisted. Izzy is a rebounding machine as well.
She is.
So that's one thing this Chicago Sky team should be able to do, if nothing else, that is rebound the basketball. So even if you don't have a good shot, shot clock running down, just throw that thing up there and let them go rebound it.
And you also have Elizabeth Williams.
Yes, yes.
Breonna Turner.
Yes.
Like, this is...
Yes.
I like this roster in the bigs department. And it's more, I don't know, kind of like traditional bigs. So when I think of tall, I'm also thinking a little more Camilla back to the basket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Elizabeth Williams also has that type of just post game, which I just feel like is a lost art.
Oh, it is. It is.
Like it. All right.
Okay, you're first. Connecticut Sun.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
The word that comes to mind, again, I'm just going with the first one. Revenge came to mind.
I like it.
Revenge.
It's so funny that you said that.
Elizabeth Thomas. We talked so much about her last season, and it still wasn't enough. Like, we talked
no doubt.
Probably every week, and it still
no
wasn't
doubt.
Enough. My favorite thing from the offseason was, you know, Dejanay Carrington tweeting, Caitlin might lead the WNBA in assists this season.
Yeah.
Alyssa Thomas, who is never on social media,
right?
Tweet, she came out of the woodworks and said, don't play with me like that.
What she said was, what you ain't gonna do. You're right, because she's never on social media. She saw that and was like, oh, Oh, hold on. Yeah. Hold up.
Let me pull my phone out. And, you know, I got a chance to talk to DeWanna Bonner this offseason,
yeah,
too. And this was the first time in, I mean, almost 12 off seasons that she was able to stay home, be with her girls, mm-hmm, and, like, refocus and put things in perspective. And I just think, you know, she has been training. She is ready to get back out there in this season. And she has an opportunity to make top five all time in WNBA scoring in the first game back and pass her ex-wife, Candace Free, to get it as well. But, like, they are just so focused,
yeah,
where Connecticut's, yeah, been. So I think it's going to be revenge. Y'all weren't talking about this enough.
I like that.
Let's keep going.
I like that.
That was a long explanation.
But no, but I like that. And so because of that, the revenge, and also Alyssa Thomas responding to Dejanay Carrington's tweet, my word was, row, row. My word was, oh, wait, let me do it. No, not even that one, because that was too soft. My word was,
oh, no.
My word for it, Connecticut Sun, though, was dogs, D-A-W-G-S.
I like it.
And Alyssa Thomas is the head D-A-W-G.
Yes.
Right? And everyone else just kind of follows her. She's the leader. But not just her. We talk about AT. We talk about DB. Bree Jones, who got hurt. She's a quiet dog.
Mm-hmm.
But she gonna get the job done. Right? Ty Harris, I think, is going to have a bigger role this year. And Tiffany Mitchell, don't sleep on Tiffany Mitchell, because mm-hmm, they coming. I like the revenge. They are coming.
Woo! All right. Okay. This is just,
yeah,
really hype for the season. Next up is Indiana.
Oh, I had a lot of words for Indiana. But I think the first one that came to mind was fun.
I like that.
And the reason why I said fun is, one, it's fun watching Caitlin Clark play, right? Doing what she does. But big fan of the reigning rookie of the year, Aaliyah Boston. So you put her on the floor with Caitlin. Then you got Kelsey Mitchell, who's also a bucket, Nelissa Smith. I think this is going to be a fun team to watch.
I like that a lot. I was going to say a phrase, so not one word.
Sorry. No, Jordan, no. You don't. No, ma'am. No, you don't get. Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say nothing to lose. So it's in that same realm. Like, they can play. I just don't
disagree.
You
disagree. But it's your phrase, not mine.
I like this. I feel like they can play more free, I guess, because they are trying to figure each other out, and they're young, and no one's expecting them to come and win a championship tomorrow. So they don't have those.
Don't say no one, because there are some people, yeah, who think that can happen.
That's fair. So I guess that's my opinion, where I hope that it's fun to watch them because they play free and it's nothing to lose, because you are, two seasons ago, you were in last place. Last season, you were, what, second to last place. So you don't.
I totally get your reason for saying that.
Why do you disagree?
I think there's a lot of unfair, but I think there's a lot of pressure on Caitlin going to Indiana. I think those who don't necessarily understand the game, understand what it's like at the next level, I think they've put so much pressure on Caitlin by herself to immediately make the Indiana Fever a contender for a championship. So when you put it that way, that's why I'm like, I don't think they have anything to lose, but I think there are people,
yeah,
out here who are like, oh no, they're going to win a championship this year.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so for those people who think that, then yeah, they got stuff to lose.
Maybe,
but I do. But I love that. I love that.
Do the aces. But yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
I get that. I get that. But I think that's my initial thought.
I do. I like that.
Okay.
That's a good one.
All right.
New York Liberty.
New York Liberty. They could have also had the contention of revenge, but I would say action. It's going to be less talk with the Liberty.
Okay.
This year.
Okay.
They are going to be focused on trying to match the action.
Ooh.
Putting some more oomph behind their words, behind the campaigns, the billboards, all the rah-rah that New York City can have. They got to put the action behind it this year. They went to the finals, yes, we know. But Stewie did not show up in the finals.
No, she did not.
Vandersloot didn't show up. Like, a lot of players did not have their best games in the final. And I think that's what is heavy on their minds. So the whole season is going to be, we're not going to say anything. We're going to get back to the finals and show you what we can do. Because we did not do that last season.
I like that. I do.
Thank you.
My word, it's funny because you used my word for Connecticut. My word for the Liberty was revenge.
Okay.
Because I feel like in their minds, they were in the perfect situation to at least take it to a game, what, five?
Yeah.
When, I mean, you're playing on your home court and the Aces have no Chelsea Gray, no Kia Stokes, and you can't find a way to win, right? So I think in their mind, along with that action, is if we can do these things, then we have a chance to try and win a championship this year.
I like that. I think they have the pieces. And they also are adding some fun players to their training camp as well, which it's just going to be a tough roster to make. But, you know, I got to shout out Jalen Sherrod from Colorado.
Yes, I love her. Let's go, Jalen.
All season long.
Yeah, I like that kid.
And getting an opportunity in that training camp, again, it's going to be a tough roster to make. But I feel like they're wanting to add some defenders. They're needing to add some high energy players off the bench. So New York, even though you go to the finals, you still have some missing pieces that you're trying to figure out. And I think that's a part of the revenge, and that's a part of that action just as a whole organization they're wanting to bring. So
they gotta get them a run.
They do.
Seriously.
They do. Oh,
okay. Kayla Thornton could be that one.
I like her. Her playing time is really up and down. But
yeah.
All right, next up, Washington.
Ooh, this one was kind of a tough one for me because I know everybody's like, EDD's not playing. Yeah, that's a big part. They have some good pieces, but since you came up with a phrase, I'm going to use the two words.
Okay. I'll love it.
Well, I did. Thank you. I did rebuild / identity.
Question mark.
Yeah.
Yes. Because my two words are question mark.
Okay. Because I'm not sure without EDD, without Tosh, I don't know what their identity is. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean rebuild as far as they don't have anybody, because they do. Obviously, Ariel Atkins. Well, they got Stephanie Dolson, Aaliyah Edwards in the draft, Queen Egbo. I love Emily Inksler, mm-hmm. Brittany Sykes. But a lot of these players are going to be asked to do a lot more than they have before.
Yeah.
And what does that look like? So I just don't know what this Washington Mystics squad is going to look like. So
agreed. That's why I had questions.
Yeah.
Because it really, it is. I think Tosh brought their ideas.
Yes. Yes, she did.
She did. Brought that intensity. She brought that intensity. And without her, I think they are left to try to figure that out in like the next couple weeks of the like, training.
You gotta figure it out in training camp.
Like you have to figure out what you're going to be, so that when you go toe to toe with another team, like why are they fearing you? What is it about your team that makes, you know, that I think they didn't want to see Washington Mystics in the playoffs last year because, oh, we got to go up against Natasha Cloud and then Shakira. Like, that was their identity. So is it all on Shakira Austin, who's a young player, to bring all of that, and Ariel Atkins? I don't know. I don't know. And I think I also just have this lingering question of, like, EDB wanted to get out of Washington so bad. And they couldn't find a place.
She said, I'm not going to play.
And so she didn't play. Like, that's...
Yeah, that says a lot.
That says a lot.
It says a lot.
About what this team, this franchise... Like, you know, there's just a lot of questions.
Yeah.
A lot of question marks.
That's a good one. Okay. Yours question mark is good. Thank you. Good, good.
One team we haven't really talked about too much. Dallas.
Ooh. Again, I tried to stick to one word. I was following the rules, but since you broke them, I'm going to keep on that trail. My three words for Dallas.
Oh, gosh. Okay. It's fine.
It all goes together, Jordan. Exciting noise makers.
Oh, explain. Do tell.
The pieces that Dallas has, first of all, we talked about them a little bit last year, or a lot of it. I think this is a very exciting team with the pieces they have, the players they have. I think Dallas is going to make some noise. They're exciting to watch. I think they're going to make some noise. I could have said surprising, as far as maybe surprising people, because I just want to go over a few names. Kalani Brown, when they picked her up, I guess picked her back up last year.
Yeah.
She is such a great fit for this team. Love Kalani Brown. Veronica Burton, not a lot of people talk about her. I love Veronica on the defensive end. I think she is a pest. She plays hard, understands her role. A great fit for this team. A player who did not play last year, and if she's healthy, Lou Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
Seneschal. I'm excited to see what she does this year coming back. A healthy one. I loved her at Connecticut, so I want to see what she does. Natasha Howard. Satu had the best season last year. What is she going to do? Listen, Maddie Segrest watched her play at AU. Maddie, I love me some Maddie. Y'all better hop on this train, because I'm telling you, Dallas is bringing it. I haven't even brought up Arike yet.
I know.
I was saving her, so I'm not bringing her up yet, because there's one that's interesting to me. Well, I love Tierra McGowan. So Dallas signed Ashley Owusu.
Mm-hmm.
Owusu. I love her.
I love her. That was my steal of the draft.
I didn't see it coming.
I know.
Like,
she was surprised.
She can flat out play.
Hooper.
And you put her on the floor with Arike. And y'all better pack a lunch.
I think the thing with Ashley's story, you know, she started at Maryland. She was at Maryland with Angel Reese. They both decide to leave.
Yes.
You know, I feel like they had the perfect example of the transfer portal going really, really great or really, really not so great. And she went to a Virginia Tech team that we don't know what happened there.
Yep.
But she did not play.
And said, this ain't it.
This ain't it.
And so let me go to...
Again. Yeah. She finished out her college career at Penn State, which a lot of us, I can only speak for myself, didn't really get to watch her play as much. But I saw those highlights. I saw her on Twitter. I saw what she could do. She is a flat-out hooper.
She
when
is.
I saw her name come up in the draft. I said, oh my gosh. That is a player who can surprise a lot of people if she makes a roster. Not even this time around. Maybe next time around if she makes a roster. But I love what she can do on the court. Also, you mentioned Veronica Burton. I can't wait for the matchup between Dallas and Indiana, because the last time Caitlin Clark scored single digits in a game was in 2021 at Northwestern.
Stop. V didn't put the clamps on, did she? V didn't put the clamps on, did she?
So, I know she's just like...
Okay.
Ready.
Okay, Jordan. I know. I am marking that one down.
So, that's going to be so
fun.
Be able to relive that.
Okay.
But my word, I think I'm making a bold prediction.
Do tell.
This is... RBK's MVP season.
I don't know if that's a bold prediction.
I feel like all the pieces around her are great, so that she's going to be even greater. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense, but I just think she's going to ascend. Like, that's another word. Throw that.
I'm mad at it.
I like it. I like this team. I've always loved Arike, but this year, I don't know. I'm just getting my basketball senses are tingling that this is going to be her.
Okay. I like it. Listen,
why
I like
not?
It.
We're throwing
why not? We already got a lot going on within the league, so put that out there, too. I like it. I like it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Our next one, we can go quick.
Yeah, we'll go quick, y'all.
No. Aces. Is it my turn?
Yeah. Las Vegas Aces. What's your word, boo?
Winning. Just
okay.
Unstoppable, maybe.
I like that.
Maybe that's
what you're going to be very shocked at mine.
Ooh.
And I think they will use this as motivation.
Okay. Please tell.
Disrespected champs.
Oh.
That's what I thought about.
Okay. Disrespecting. I mean, they have been. Definitely.
You have individual players who I feel have been disrespected in just who they are and what they do, right? Several players. And then as a team, I think a lot of people think what they were able to do last year without Chelsea Gray and Kia Stokes, I think they're like, oh, they just got lucky. Well, listen, but come playoff time, a little bit of luck helps.
It does.
But Chelsea Gray ran and runs that team. So I wouldn't say they got lucky. I would say they had Asia, Michelle, LaQuisha, Wilson, right? Alongside other players. So when I think about them, that's
a good one.
That's what I think.
Okay.
All right. I kept it short and sweet.
Yeah. We're at the
Los Angeles.
The Sparks. What's your word?
Unsure. It's my word. Yours was question mark for who? For Washington?
I just didn't expect you. It was like unsure.
Yeah.
Please tell. I'm with you.
I mean, what you want me to tell? Unsure.
Yeah.
I mean, NECA's gone. JC's gone.
Talk about identity.
It just, yeah. And it's not, I'm saying that, it's not to take anything away from the players. Like, I'm unsure of what this Sparks team is going to look like.
Yeah.
Not saying that they're unsure of themselves. It's what, like, I don't know.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying, you know, what you said about an identity crisis. Like, they are in a hunt for their new identity.
Yeah.
But I will say the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of the Sparks is...
Rekia Jackson.
No? Rekia Jackson. Okay. But also Lexi Brown. Like, she's back.
And yeah.
I'm, I am excited about that.
I am too.
She has worked so hard in this league to work her way back into a guaranteed contract, and now she has worked her way into a leader of this Sparks team. And so I know it was hard for me to just watch her on the sideline all of last season as she battled
Yeah, that was hard to watch.
So now to see her back on the court feeling better, I'm excited for her and what she's going to be able to do on this team.
Me too.
But I don't know what the wins and loss column is going to be for this.
Well, and right now they have 19 players on their roster. Mm. Yeah, I just like literally just counted. They have 19 players on their roster. So maybe they're unsure too.
They are also. They're trying to find.
Seriously.
This is a training camp you want.
Listen.
You want to be at.
And some of the names on here, though, like there are some good players on here that are not going to make, at least not make this roster.
No.
They may go make someone else's, but Monique Billings, Cam Brink, Lexi Brown, Ray Burrell, who I love her game, Leja Clarendon, Zaya Cook, Blake Dietrich, Derica Hamby, Rakia Jackson, Kia Nurse, Azuri Stevens.
Yeah. It's a little up for grabs.
So.
Okay. Unsure.
There's my word. Minnesota Lynx.
Minnesota Lynx.
Hmm. What's your word for the Lynx?
What is my word for the Lynx? There's nothing coming. I'm trying to go off the dome. One thing I am excited about, I'm just completely going off the rules.
Yes, Alyssa you are, Peely. But okay, yeah.
Alyssa Peely comes to mind. That's who their draft pick was, first round. I am so curious to see how Cheryl Reed adapts her into a Lynx championship atmosphere and where she puts her. I don't know if I had, you know, we talked about we don't care about mock drafts, and I didn't
have her going to Minnesota.
I did not have her going to Minnesota. And so I, you know, they had a press conference. Like, they're excited about this pick, and they want to integrate her, I can tell. But how is that going to work with Nafisa Collier? And I just really don't know. But Alyssa Peely is the two words that I think of, because again, I'm totally biased for my Pac-12 coverage, but I think she is a flat-out scorer and a hooper, uses her body well, mm-hmm. and can get any shot that she wants. Is that going to happen at the WNBA level? I don't know.
Right.
I'm excited to see Cheryl Reeve take on that challenge.
I will say, I think, even though I didn't see this pick coming, I think she's a great fit for the style that Cheryl plays.
Yes.
I think she's undersized to play the five. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Can she be a stretch four?
Maybe.
But the other side of that is, on the defensive end, can she guard a stretch four? Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know. I'm just putting all these questions out here. So the word I picked for this team, why are you smiling?
Nothing. I just, so
you're excited. Like, what is she? No, I picked, I said competitive.
I like it.
Like, I really think, first of all, Cheryl Reeve as a coach, she's always going to demand the most out of her players. But I thought Nafisa coming back after giving birth, thought she had a good season. Coming back off of that, she's going to lead that team. Diamond Miller, listen, this diamond is just going to keep shining, mm-hmm. and getting brighter and brighter. I love her. I love Courtney Williams. I love Courtney Williams on this team. Courtney is competitive. Natisha Heidemann. Yeah, I think this Minnesota Lynx team will be competitive this year.
They did some things in free agency. They did some trades, some, you know, people signed on. And then you also have Kayla McBride, who is having an incredible season overseas.
Yep.
She's just a flat-out sport. So,
and she's bringing, a vet. She's a good vet for this team.
Yeah, I like that. Competitive. Minnesota, they're always going to be in the conversation. Somehow, they made it to the playoffs last year. We would not have said competitive.
Not at all.
And they found a way. Like, that is, that's just what they do. We're going to take a break because, woo, that was a lot.
That was a lot.
That was good.
That was good stuff.
Okay, we'll be right back. All right, we're back with our one word, multiple word phrase game for each team. Here we go. The Phoenix Mercury.
My word for Phoenix is just interesting.
Interesting. Dun, dun, dun. Why interesting?
It's just interesting. So, first of all, was totally shocked when Ka said, "I'm going to Phoenix."
Me too.
When you think about the beef between her and Sophie that happened, right? I'm like, how is this going to work out? Whatever. So that's interesting. And we talked a little bit about this roster before. I think Rebecca Allen's a great get for them. Tosh going to Phoenix is great. BG, obviously. DT. It's interesting. Because I look at the roster and I'm just trying to understand. Now, granted, there are some players on here like Amy Atwell.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about her. There are some players on here that I'm not very familiar with, so maybe that answers some of my interesting questions. But when I look at the five that I think will be starting, then I'm just wondering what does their bench look like?
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say, I mean, again, last season we would not have said interesting for Phoenix.
Like, no, I would have said
WTM. What is going on?
That's what I would have said.
I feel like this one interesting is right. Like, I said characters. Like, I feel like they have the personalities that are going to bring out really good matchups against everyone. You know, they're already saying the Diana Taurasi, Caitlin Clark matchup. And then we also want to see if Natasha Cloud and Sophie get along, but also just Ka and Sophie get along. Like, there's a lot of, I would just please put a reality TV show camera in this training camp, because I would just love to see how all of this is going to work out. But I think they're competitive, because I know that they, regardless of it all, they want to win, and they're going to find a way to win individually, and I think they're going to try to come together. But it's also a new coach, new coaching staff, they just have a lot of newness in that organization. So
yeah,
I don't know how it's going to play out.
It's interesting.
All right. Last one. The Seattle Storm.
It's your go. It's on you.
The Seattle Storm. What's the word? Like, revived.
I like that.
Is that? Yes, that's the word. I think NECA is going to have this breath of fresh air, being in a new uniform, new city, new coach. She was already putting up MVP-like numbers last season, this far into her career. I think we're going to see a better version of her. And then Skylar Diggins-Smith, not playing last year, having a lot of things to say about Phoenix, but coming and breathing new life into her career.
Not good things about Phoenix, by the way. Not just anything.
Not good things about Phoenix. So I just think she's going to even have a lot to prove because we know what SDS can do. But
no
I
doubt.
Think she's just going to have this sense of newness and be able to have a fresh start.
Yeah. Gosh, this was the one team that I was kind of all over the place with. Mm-hmm. But I think what I stuck with was the first word, honestly, was anxious.
Really?
Yeah. And for a simple fact of, one, like, NECA's been in L.A. her entire career. So now you're with a different organization, different team, getting to play alongside one of your best friends with Skylar. And then with Skylar having not played last year, you know, it's just different when you're coming back after giving birth, right? And even though she sat out last year, I feel like she's anxious. Not that she has something to prove, but to make a point. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, y'all didn't want me? Okay, let me show you what I got. And the other part of that, I said, on a mission.
Okay.
I think Jewel Lloyd is on a mission. Did not like the way the season ended last year, right? So you got Jewel Lloyd, you got Skylar, you got NECA. You know, NECA's getting towards the end of her career, so NECA's trying to win another championship.
Yeah.
So when you put those three players, and then I look at some of the players they've added, but Ezzy, I thought, is going to be a great fit alongside with NECA, right? And then you have the young one in Jordan Horston. That kid, I think, is going to be really, really good in this league. This is one team that I'm really excited. I don't know if Nika Mule will make the team.
Mm-hmm.
I love Nika Mule on this team.
Yeah, me too.
Right? This is one team that, I mean, there are a lot, but this Seattle Storm team, I'm excited to watch them play. Will it click right away? Will they gel right away? I don't know.
That anxious.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little bit to iron out.
Yes.
I really like that word.
I do.
That's
cool. And it's not anxious in a bad way, right?
No, it's kind of like ready to get out there. And I think too, the kind of going off with what I was saying, I think Jewel is like, yes, some help.
Yes, no doubt.
I didn't want to do that.
No doubt.
From last season.
Yeah.
So it's also her being like, okay, what's my role now?
Yep.
Because I feel like
y'all take some of this off of me.
Yes.
Come take some of this
I
off of me.
It. Now I'm back to another role. So
yeah.
What a great
one. I like that.
I like that a lot. Okay. We went through the whole ones. Just a reminder, next week we will be talking training camps because they are starting April 28th.
Ooh.
Training camp start May 13th, final roster cut, and May 14th, regular season begins. It all starts. I wonder if...
By the way, I hate that that's just one day. Like May 13th, the final roster cut down date, and then May 14th is regular season. Like, at least give them a few days to practice with their actual squad.
You just, especially if you're one of those players on the bubble, you're just like, am I playing tomorrow?
Yeah.
Do I invite my family?
Yeah.
I actually don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really kind of close. Like I said, there's just not a lot of time. But, this is fun.
I was going to say, is it not always fun? It's just very different doing it in person because I get to see your beautiful smile and there's just such a, there's a good synergy between the two of us.
It's
been fun.
I loved this. This was so great. Please continue to follow, rate, and review the show, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You can also send us questions or feedback at our listener email, queensofthecourt@odyssey.com.
And y'all know where to find us on social media. Well, just in case you don't, you can find me at AirSwoops22 and she, her, Jordan, is at Jordan R.
Oh,
you got a little extra today. We're in person.
You sound like you're about to start an R&B song there at the beginning. Okay. Queens of the Court is an Odyssey original created in partnership with the WNBA.
The show is produced by Alex Ozzie. The executive producer is Lena Moss Glazer. Social media assistance from Isabella Apple. Imaging from T-Storm Battle. And court is adjourned.
Oh!